Damas y caballeros, ladies and gentlemen, bienvenidos al show Vida en Cero Gravedad, Life in Zero Gravity. Damas y caballeros, ladies and gentlemen, bienvenidos al show Vida en Cero Gravedad, Life in Zero Gravity. I am your host, Zero Grav. You know the vibes by now. Tú sabes las vibras. And you know what? I had a better weekend than Errol Spence Jr. did. I can say that. Whew! I'll get into that later, but that had to be a rough weekend for Errol Spence Jr. You know? Still one of my favorite fighters. Terrence Crawford, also one of my favorite fighters. Fight of the century, it wasn't quite that, but you know what, on paper, an excellent matchup, and what we got, we'll discuss it. Props to both men though. I'm gonna get into it. I don't want to say too much now, but yeah, hope everyone had a great weekend. Hope you all enjoyed yourselves. We had an uptick this week in the listenership. Not sure what that was about. It might have been Crazy Cokie. Could have been Crazy Cokie. Crazy Cokie, was it you? Were you telling people? Crazy Cokie was the girl that I hung out with last week. Trying to get to know her. Thank God. Thank God. I did that before we went to Mexico. We ain't going to Mexico. Spoiler alert. Thank God, man. Because Crazy Cokie, she kept it up with the insults. I can't remember where I left off last week, but there might be some repetition here. So, you know, Crazy Cokie was complaining about the way I drive, you know, which is ridiculous. She's the only person I can remember in, like, at least the last 5 years to complain at all about my driving, so... I don't know what was going on with her. She must have just been in some horrible accident or something. Who knows? Maybe hanging out with other Crazy Cokies. But Crazy Cokie kept up with the insults. Now I'm apparently an antisocial narcissist and all this shit. And like, it's not that I'm antisocial. I don't like you. I don't want to talk to you. That was what it was. It's like, I'm not comfortable talking to you because you're so damn negative. That anything I say, you find something negative to respond to it with. So why would I even want to carry on a conversation with you when that's the result? It's like, no, I'm fine. I'm not antisocial. I don't like you. Like, I don't want to talk to you. We have nothing to talk about. Like, you are tripping massively. I don't know what happened. I don't know why it went that way. But hey, yeah. Crazy Cokie kept it up. Yeah, what else did she say? So I'm apparently a narcissist. And here's the hilarious thing about that. So she said that she said, Callie don't like me. And I said, why do you say that? She said that the same thing that happened with me happened to her 3 times with 3 other guys. So this would happen. Crazy Cokie, after experiencing that level of negativity where it was just nonstop with the shit, you know, she said something about my hairstyle. It was something about, like, I remember she freaked out that I had this bag that I was, so I had my gym bag and I had a bag that I was eating chips out of, which was, by the way, like the first thing I ate in probably like 16 hours because I didn't even feel like eating around there. You know, I was just like, I don't even feel like doing. I was trying to save money. I didn't eat I took her to lunch. I didn't eat. She just ate. That meal was still like $50 for one person. She got like, she got 2 drinks, an appetizer and a main dish. And it was still like $50. Crazy. It's crazy. I mean, to me, because it wasn't even like an expensive restaurant. It's like, how you even do that? You know, like, it That, you know what? That is a lot for one person. Honestly. That would be like a good size, you know, like you could get a nice dish at a nice restaurant for that price. She did that all herself, like $50. Crazy Cokie, man. Crazy Cokie. But yeah, she said that the same thing happened to her three times. Three different guys, which the same thing that she's referring to is that we left her alone at our place for hours. Which, you know, it's not the best thing to happen. I have actually done that before. You know, if I had to work and I had somebody visiting, I'd be like, hey, you know, yeah, you could hang out and I'll be back, you know. So that's basically what happened. Plus, like, with her being as rude as she was, I didn't even want to be around her ass. So I was like, that was the main thing, is like, I don't want to be around you. So I'm not gonna, I'm not gonna miss out on like working for this. Like, I'd rather just get some work done, which is what I did. I just worked. As soon as I saw that things weren't gonna go well, I knew like, ah, there's no improving this. Like, this is just gonna be how it is. I'm like, well, I'm not gonna lose out on money. Still ended up losing money by spending money on her, 'cause I had to pay for, I shouldn't have even done it. I paid for her bag, like her carry-on, on the way back. And I'm like, the way there, okay. Even then, it's like, I paid for your flight and I paid for your bag. Like, you could have paid for your bag, you know? It's kind of how I felt. It's like, I already paid for your flight. Like, for one, you don't even need a bag. Like, you're only going to be here a couple days. And you definitely, a lot of y'all might not know this, you can literally bring a gym bag as a carry, as like a personal item on these flights for free. Like, they won't hassle you at all. I do it all the time. You can fit a couple outfits in that. You can fit a couple outfits and like toiletries in that. That's all you need. You don't need fucking, you know. She brought like a ring light. Well, she wanted to shoot porn with me. That's what it was. Thank God that didn't happen either. I don't know if I actually would have gone through with it. You know, there's part of me that was a little intrigued. I was like, that might be fun. You know, at the risk of sounding like a complete douche right now. Girls have said that. Girls have said like, oh, you should do porn, which is like a weird thing, but multiple girls have said that. You know, because of like stamina and other things I'm not going to get into right now. But basically, they say you should do porn. Multiple girls have told me that. I want to say probably at least like five girls have told me that, which is quite a few. Probably more than that, to be honest. Actually, yeah, maybe like 10. I'm trying to think. A lot of girls have said that. But anyway, yeah. I wasn't sure if I wanted to expose myself like that. If I was gonna do it, I definitely wasn't gonna have my face in it, so I could just like be like, nah, that ain't me. So I don't know if I actually would have done it. The thought of it, it's kind of a turn on. I mean, people make sex tapes. Like, the average person, I think, has made at least a sex tape at some point, you know. So that, I don't know. I just think, I don't know if I want everyone being able to access me on the internet like that for just generations and shit. I don't know about that. Because it's like, once it's on there, it's like a permanent archive. Like, you can't really get rid of that. They scrub it, but I mean, people still have it, you know. And I've always thought, like, at some point I'm gonna be more well known. I get more well known all the time. So it's like, I don't know if I'm gonna do that. Anyway, I'm getting fucking sidetracked. So that's what she said. She said the same thing happened to her three times in Cali. These guys leaving her. I gotta tell you, she was unbearable to be around. Just unbearable. Like, it was just awful. I just hated being around her. And I haven't had that experience. This was like, I thought back on it, and this was the first actual argument that I had with a woman that I was dating. Maybe even in general, I guess I've had maybe a couple argue, not bad arguments, but a couple little disagreements with my mom. But that's different, you know. You have family disagreements. I wouldn't even call them real arguments, but yeah. Or I don't know. I guess what's the difference between an argument and a disagreement? I guess it's technically arguments, but you know, I'm not going to be rude to my mom. In this case, I might have gotten a little rude. Might have gotten a little. I mean, just in pointing out, like, hey, you know, like, you're giving me a hard time about not spending time with my daughter, but, like, you gave your daughter up for adoption. Like, you don't spend time with her. You literally gave her up, you know. But anyway, the same thing happened to her 3 times, and it's all our fault. And then she was going on about fucking, it was government. It was like the Illuminati and shit. I don't even know where she was going with that. She's a little off, man. She knows she's a little off. She says she surfs close to the spectrum, which is like, okay, that means, I mean, are you on the spectrum or not? It wouldn't surprise me if she was on the spectrum, because she has, like, she literally goes into, like, the sensory rooms at the gym that are made for, like, people with sensory issues. So I think she probably is autistic, and that's okay. Nothing wrong with that. But if you know you're autistic, like, you gotta be, if I can be more understanding, you can be more understanding. If I could be like, okay, maybe that's just her autism that's making her a bitch right now, like, you could be like, huh, maybe my autism's making me a bitch right now. I tried to give her an out, like, yeah, you know, maybe this is like your past trauma from low effort guys, because she's mentioned low effort guys. So I tried to give her an out, and she was just like, no, it's not that. It's just that, you know, not how to drive. It was just like this whole thing. It's like, I definitely know how to drive. I haven't been in an accident that was actually my fault in like 10 years, I don't think. Very early on when I got my license, I got in like a couple little fender benders, you know. Never been in like a bad accident that was my fault. I've only been in one actual accident that was bad, the one that totaled my car. That one wasn't my fault. So it's just silly. It's like, I'd just be going straight. Like, you can't say that I'm doing something wrong when I'm going straight. Someone else comes into my lane, and then I don't stop fast enough, like, to your liking. Even though, I mean, we didn't crash, we didn't hit them, didn't even really come close. It's weird to be that critical of that, because it's like, that's literally what was happening. It's like, that's the worst case. I'm not changing lanes. I'm not like almost hitting people changing lanes. They're coming into my lane. That's what she just like couldn't get through her fucking thick skull. It's like, how the fuck is that my fault? You know, like, I cannot control that. That was the part that was, that's why I got annoyed with that, because I was just like, this is fucking ridiculous. Like, this is not my fault, and you're blaming me and acting like I'm being she was calling me a narcissist for like not acknowledging or like her feelings about my driving. It's just silly. So yeah, anyway, we're all narcissists for, you know, we're all narcissists, but she's the one who went through the same thing 4 times with 4 different people, and it's never her fault. That's a narcissist, man. If you are like thinking that nothing's your fault like that, that's like a symptom of narcissism. I don't even think she, clearly she doesn't understand what narcissism is. So anyway, yeah. Cokie says that her therapist says I'm nuts, which is like, first of all, it seems like kind of a shitty therapist. Like, if they really said that, they're like, he's nuts, even though we've never had a fucking conversation, and they're going off of like, you know, what they've heard from this crazy bitch, like, that doesn't show that I'm nuts. And that's a wild thing to say. I don't think she realizes, like, your therapist is literally paid to be on your side. You pay them to be on your side. Like, they're going to generally take your side, or at the very least, they're going to let you down gently if they feel like you're wrong. So you really got to take it with a grain of salt. You can't just think that, you know, oh, well, they said that this guy's nuts, so he's nuts. It's all his fault. It's like, no, that's not. For one, I kind of doubt that a therapist actually says that. I can't see a therapist, like, saying that I'm crazy based on, like, very secondhand information from someone who doesn't fucking know me. You know, because I guess this is what she's gonna say, that I had like I was in denial about my roommates or whatever, and it's like, no, those weren't my roommates. Like some of those people I've never seen before. Sort of kept telling her, and she just wouldn't listen. You know, I kept telling her like, no, I don't know this kid. I don't know this guy that's at the door. I don't know this older woman. Like, I don't know these three people who are here right now, which is like most of the people who are in this house right now. I don't know who the fuck they are. I'm trying to tell you that, and you're not listening. Like, I literally have never seen them before. And she's just thinking I'm lying or something. It's like, why would I lie about that? It just doesn't make any sense, you know. But anyway. Yeah. I can't believe she would gaslight me so narcissistically. I can't believe it. That's the funny... Yeah, you know what? That's actually... That's gotta be gaslighting. To call someone a liar about some shit... Yeah, it is. To call someone a liar about some shit where you don't even know, and they know, and it's not even like a feeling thing. It's a straight up like fact that this happened. Like, it's a fact that I don't know who these people are, and they showed up, and you're saying that I'm like making that up or some shit. She was like, your roommates told me everything. Like, I was generally confused, because I'm like, I'm not trying to hide anything from you. Like, what are you talking about? And then the stuff she said didn't even make sense. It's just all around crazy, man. I'm proud of myself for growing and not stooping to her level. Like, in the past, I would have... You know, I'm saying this stuff now. None of y'all know who she is. She's probably not going to hear this. I'm not, like, trying to have her hear this. If I wanted her to hear it, I could easily send it to her. You know? Like, I'm not blocked everywhere. And I don't even know where I'm blocked because I don't care. I think, oh, you know what? I saw she blocked me on TikTok. TikTok sends you notifications when they view your profile. So I saw that she viewed it. I was like, that's weird. Why'd she view my profile? And it was to block me because she blocked me like right after that. I'm like, okay. I mean, you don't need to do that because I'm not going to talk to you again. Like, I have no desire to talk to you. That's the thing that's funny with girls when they block you. It's like, honestly, if you just told me you didn't want to talk, I wouldn't talk. Like, you don't even have to block me. Like, you don't have to do anything. You could just leave this shit alone, man. I don't know. I just thought it was funny. I don't really block people. I think I got some people blocked. The people I got blocked are just people that blocked me, and I was like, well, if I don't get to see your profile, then you don't get to see mine. It was more like that. So I might have like 10 people blocked like that, but I bet so many more people have me blocked than I have blocked. Like, I don't really block people like that. I don't see the point. It's like, I have self-control. I'm not going to text you. I'm not going to do that. So I'm not even worried about it. But man, I am proud of myself for growing up in that stooping to her level. In the past, I would have gotten off on her in like the text messages. Because it's too easy. You know, it's like beating up someone with special needs, you know, or somebody. It's like beating up a paraplegic. Like the sparring with her mentally. Like, she's not nearly as smart as she thinks she is. She has a super inflated ego. She's not as attractive as she thinks she is either. Like, she said that when we were at the gym, everyone was just staring at her, and she, like, made eye contact and was, like, smiling back, and how, you know, there she could have a lot of fun if she went to that gym. Just saying kind of ho shit, I guess. But it was like, I don't see anyone staring at you, girl. Like, I'm right next to you. Some people are looking, I guess, but it's definitely not to the level that you think it is. So I thought that was wild. Because, I don't know, like, part of it is just her personality was so trash, but I really was not attracted to her in person. I didn't want to fuck her in person, and I could have. I easily could have if I wanted to. It's just like, I'm not feeling it. Like, I'm not feeling her. It's weird, because she pretty much looks like her pictures, but just something's a little off. She's not as cute as she thinks she is. or is smart, you know. But yeah, just overinflated ego, typical narcissist stuff. Yeah, she is honestly one of the worst, most ungrateful people I've ever been around. Like, it's crazy to me for someone to pay to fly you out and for you to be that fucking mad and just bitter and negative. It's like, what is wrong with you? Honestly, what's wrong with you? I don't get it. So, yeah. One of the worst, most ungrateful people I've ever met. Ladies, please learn to take accountability. It's getting ridiculous, man. It's not cute for you to be, like, in your 30s and still be a teenager emotionally. Like, that shit is not cute. You gotta grow the fuck up. Everybody does. There's guys, too, I know. I don't deal with guys. I don't date guys. I'm never gonna date a guy. So, it's like, I only see the female side of it. And they're annoying. I'm sure guys are annoying too. It's not a gender thing, you know. It's just like who I date. So, yeah. Let's learn to take accountability. Everyone out there, just know your worth and don't put up with stuff like that. Don't put up with someone diminishing you, talking down on you. Don't put up with it. You don't need to do that. Like, you deserve better. We all deserve better. We deserve someone who treats us like as equally as possible. You know, not this bullshit. Yeah, so. Learn to take accountability. Where else was I going to go? I'm so glad I'm not going to Mexico with her. I mentioned that, but it would have been a terrible idea. Like, she's so impossible to get along with. And she's a vegan. She's going to Mexico. Not exactly a vegan hotbed. I'm sure they have a lot of vegan food. But it's not exactly like if you're going to all expense paid resort, like, not really the best to take a vegan because you know they're not going to have as many options for vegans as other people. So it's just like, kind of a waste to take you. So, yeah, I'm not going with her. She said I fumbled her, but she fumbled a free vacation. It was all paid for. Her flight was paid for. Everything was paid for. And she was just so unlikable, so impossible to deal with, that it didn't work out. It's like, how are you that ungrateful? Like, I fly you out to see me before I'm flying you to Mexico, and you're this ungrateful where you're constantly insulting. It's just crazy to me. I don't understand it. I can't imagine, like, a woman flying me out and me just being like, you don't know how to drive, and just fucking complaining about everything. Like, I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do. It's just crazy. So, yeah. It's crazy how delusional people can be. But it is highly entertaining. That whole thing. I laughed so much at some of the comments she made, like me being a narcissist. But she was the one who, like, after everything blew up and, like, it really got pretty ugly, just with, like, you know, I'm pulling out facts and stuff, but she doesn't like it, and it hurts her feelings, you know, and it's like, well, don't play with fire, honestly. You want to fuck around, like, that's what's going to happen. So, I don't know. It's just crazy how delusional people are. So, Thopfest, Immortal Technique and Joel Santana. I was mind blown. I learned something today. Immortal Technique and Joel Santana only have 3 albums each. Immortal Technique hasn't released an album since 2008. Joel Santana dropped, like, this weird little mixtape thing in 2020, but not really an album. So, it's just, we keep rewarding shit like that. Like, these dudes don't really care about hip-hop or the culture, I don't think. Like, they say that, but it's like, how do you not make an album since 2008? Joel Santana, how do you have, like, you have one kind of album in 2020 and nothing else for, like, a decade? Like, it's just weird. We're rewarding these people who don't really want to do music. Like, they don't care for music. You know? It's just odd to me. Doesn't make sense. But
But yeah, I don't know. I'm just so glad that I got away from that. Not that it would have went far. That was never going to work, but I'm proud of myself for not, like, doing what she wanted and, like, you know, making, if I gave her, like, a bunch of stuff that she wanted, she would never appreciate it. So I'm glad that that's just not happening anymore. Happy birthday, Kendor. My dad's birthday is this weekend, so happy birthday to him. It's Jazzy's last week in Cali. I'm glad I didn't have her on here for that because it's loud. It's her last week in Cali, so we got to make the most of it. You know, our bond keeps getting stronger and stronger and stronger, and I love that. It's just, I really do think I'm the only person in the world that understands her, and I just appreciate her so much. She's just like the best daughter I could ask for, you know, so I'm very thankful for her. Very thankful. And actually, I'll show you how thankful soon. Okay. She is, of course, going to be joining me as she has the last bunch of weeks. I don't keep her on, you know, I'm a good dad. That's a brag, but I don't put her on when it's like this stuff with the adult stuff here. So I don't know, I just think that's wrong. Like, she's too young for a lot of that. She doesn't need to hear me bashing women. She has a positive view of me. Not everyone does. I'm sure some of y'all see this stuff and you're like, what's wrong with him? It's like, I got stuff wrong with me, but I work on myself all the time, so I can't really be complaining. But Bron keeps getting stronger. Oceanside is still one of my favorite cities in Cali, you know, so I'm thankful for the time I got to spend there. We're going to get to it next. Jazzy is free. She's ready to go. I think I hear her on the way. Is that Jazzy? It looks like it might be. It's the Kool-Aid girl. Kool-Aid man. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I
should have
broke the door open.
Oh, yeah.
Why does he do that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to buy your products if you're practically ruin my house.
Oh, yeah.
What makes you think I'm going to buy
your... You want to talk to them for a second? Hold it.
Talkie, talkie, walkie, talkie, talkie, talkie,
chop, talkie. Socky. Chop, socky. Okay, okay,
I've got
okay,
this
okay.
Glocky.
Oh, Glocky. Glocky, 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 Glocky. On your walkie-talkie. Now I sound like Cameron and Joel Santana.
I can't.
I'm from the grimy, grimy, crimey, crimey. Oh. Those with the tiny hiney, they get whiny, whiny. That's Cameron. Anyway. So, I thought we could break this down since you're kind of a Barbie girl right now.
I am.
We're going to review the Barbie movie.
Yay!
Yay! Okay, what's your review of the Barbie movie?
I don't really know what I expected, but it was different than what I thought it would be.
Right? It was different. How was it different, would you say?
Probably, like, the story.
The story?
Like, I don't know.
Was the story different?
Yeah. To me, it was. And how it... expected it, but I don't know what I expected. Yeah. What?
His hand over your face. So, okay, what was your favorite part of the movie? Or did you have a favorite part?
I thought it was funny, like, how her feet started, like, They stopped.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, wait, no. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I just wanted to tell people.
Okay. So,
Spoiler alert.
If you don't like spoilers, then just, like, fast forward this part. But I really like the part where, like, I thought it was funny, like, the logic, like, in Barbie Land. Like, how she doesn't even eat the food and there's nothing in the cup.
Yeah.
And how her feet, like, stop standing on the tiptoes.
That is true. So how many Zeus slaps would you give it out of 11?
I feel like it's a pretty funny movie. I'm going to say, like, 7.99.
Wow, that's so close to what I was going to give it an 8, seriously.
Wow.
You could even see, I wrote it down on the card. See the top thing?
There's just like one point. There's just one point that was taken off because...
It sucked?
No.
Oh.
There's just one point that was taken off to being... For it to be like a solid 8 is like...
What was it? What'd you not like?
Oh,
the Bobbies is pretty.
Oh yeah, I didn't like that Ken part.
What part?
Where Barbie Land becomes Ken Land.
That was cool. That's how it should be. I'm just kidding.
I honestly have no words. Like, get your mind out of the 1800s, please, and thank you.
Sorry, 1800s, 1800 and nothing.
Yeah, also, like, if you're literally bullying
make
somebody...
Make me a sandwich, Barbie!
Stop! Excuse you! Dude, that was, like, 2,000 years ago.
2,000 years ago?
Wait, no, 200, I'm sorry, 200.
I didn't think they had sandwiches.
200, I'm sorry, 200.
Maybe they do.
I meant 200.
If there were sandwiches then make me one, Barbie. I need my sandwich.
Stop. Like, do you know how disgusting that is?
I need my sandwich, Barbie.
I can't believe you'd think that Barbie. You could even say, Barbie. Stop. This is so incredibly horrible how you think this is okay.
Okay, I'm kidding.
This is not a good look for your audience.
Who is your favorite Barbie in the movie?
President Barbie.
Issa Rae. Issa. That's the girl's name.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Why was she your favorite?
Because she's funny.
Yay. She was...
And her hair was pretty.
Oh, yeah, it was, huh?
I don't know.
She was also the pregnant Spider-Man. Across the
Spider-Verse. I knew it! Oh, my gosh, I knew... Like, her voice sounded so familiar, I just didn't know.
Yeah. And she was on that show, Insecure. Probably on some other stuff, too, that you might have seen. But Insecure is like the main one. Alright, so that was your favorite Barbie. Who was your favorite Ken? Trick question, Grandpa. Just kidding.
What? Yeah, actually. Yeah.
No, but who was your favorite Ken in the movie?
I don't know. They're all cringe.
You didn't like the... I thought it was funny, though. When they got more cringe, they're playing their crappy song.
Oh my gosh, bro, I couldn't even look. I was like just sitting there, like waiting for the
song. They're playing that one song, Come My Lady, Come, Come My Lady.
Oh no, they were.
Sugar, baby, Come My Lady.
That's disgusting. Like, who was gonna. No!
Sugar, baby. Alright, anyway, Barbie movie. We're basically in agreement. I gave it an 8. You gave it a 7.999, right?
Yeah.
We're in agreement. Okay, next question for you. What was your favorite thing about vacation?
Probably the ocean. Sand crabs.
Ocean, like on the Cali waves, though.
Oh, stop!
Oh, sorry. Okay, what about so the ocean was your favorite? I'm surprised that the ocean was. Let me see what we're at.
Probably time wise.
Are we getting it in?
It's probably Familia. Familia.
Is that your second favorite?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
I don't know which one is my favorite. It's just fun. Like, everything was fun there. I would have lived there. Oh my gosh.
In Oceanside?
Yeah.
You really?
Uh-huh.
You liked it that much?
Yes, I want to live there.
Hmm.
I think, like, when I was younger, I just thought we went to Oceanside because of, like, beach.
Yeah, I like...
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm going to change my rating to 8.1 because beach. For the Barbie movie.
Yeah?
I thought it was funny. Like, it was just funny. Okay.
The Barbie movie. Come on, Barbie. Let's go party. What was your favorite thing about vacation?
I don't know.
You don't have a favorite?
Not really.
It's hard, huh? What's your favorite city right now?
I don't know.
What are you doing? Are you, like, looking in the camera? Is that what's going on here? Oh, jeez. Okay, let's see. What was your favorite vacation in general?
Probably the one that when we went to Japan.
Which one?
We went to Japan.
We didn't go to Japan.
Shh, yes we did.
You want to go there?
Yeah, but how about in the future? I'm sorry.
We will. We have, you know, I believe we will. Let's see, what else do I got for you? Tell the fans about this vacation.
Okay, so I slept in a bunk bed. I slept on top bunk because...
Like, did you sleep on the top bunk?
No, I slept on bottom bunk because I didn't want to sleep on the top bunk. What happened?
Oh, no, it's fine.
I slept on bottom bunk. And
were you afraid of the top?
I kind of was because, like, I just don't want to fall. But it'd probably hurt more if I was on the top bunk. I mean, bottom bunk. Oh my gosh, why do I keep saying that?
No, it would hurt more if you were on the top bunk if you fell.
Really? But probably. The bed would, like, crash down on you if you're on bottom bunk.
I guess that's true.
I don't know. Would it hurt the same? I think it would hurt more, but what do I know about that? I don't have experience with a bunk bed falling on me.
Right. I used to think bunk beds were so cool.
I hate being scared out of
my sleep. You're a kid, you think bunk beds are so cool. When you're an adult, you're like, oh, I should get a bunk bed.
What?
They're cool when you're a kid, but when you're an adult, you're like, I want to get a bunk bed.
I don't know.
Huh? No. What happened? So what was that? Oh, that's what I was gonna say. What's your review of the Barbie ice cream?
Barbie ice cream was.
Was it like the best ice cream you ever had?
No. I don't. That's my knee, guys. Just in case you wanted to know, that's my knee.
Okay.
Why didn't you believe me?
You didn't answer my question.
I don't know if it was the place that we went to, or I think it was the place that we went to. So I would give it a higher rating, but they didn't put. There's no crumbs in there, cookie crumbs or whatever.
What?
Like, there's barely any. There's nothing.
Yeah, that location seemed a little bootleg or something.
I blame Cold Stone for that.
Dang Cold Stone. Yeah.
And they could have at least gave me more than just, like, 5. Like, I could barely even taste it the first bite. The first bite is always the best bite.
The first bite.
And it was, like, the same equivalent to all of the other bites I took. So... I'm expecting at least a discount that is 30% off or more.
So time I go there. What would you give it out of 11? How many Zeus slaps?
4.
4 out of 11?
No, it was actually really good.
I was going to say, that's really low.
7.53.
Wow, very specific.
Yes, because all those points that were taken off from being a solid 7.75, they need to do better. Like, give me my toppings instead of just sprinkles. Because, like, sprinkles, it literally no taste, just sugar.
Yeah, but, pretty much, huh?
Yeah. You're going to need to give me my cookie crumbs. So cookie that's my crumbs. Rating.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. So what... What's your review of Leroy? What would you give Leroy the dog?
12.
He's a 12? He's yes. Over a 10?
Wait, no, 11. Wait, over 11.
Leroy is incredible.
No, Leroy is 11.11.
Wow.
Okay, like, that's ultimate.
That's really good.
Like, Leroy is... He's such an amazing dog. Like, I love him, like, every single... Oh, my gosh. He's just so cute, and he's very playful, and he's very noisy, but all dogs are noisy sometimes. I think. I don't know. I have had experience with every dog in the universe, so I can't really tell you that for sure, but... I mean, I don't think a dog is, like, not gonna bark once in its whole entire life.
I think you're
also,
right.
Also, why do people get mad for their dogs barking? Like, if they're barking for a long time, then I could see that. But, like, when dogs are barking, they're just like, stop! I don't know.
Roar, 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 roar.
Like, I can see if it's for a long time. Like, that's okay to, like, you know, just, like, tell them to come back. Like, if they do, like, one bark, like, some people that I know will just, like, throw, like, a whole fit and get mad. Like, it's a little bark. Awkward silence.
Yeah, sorry. I was reflecting. Was it awkward?
Reflecting? Why are you reflecting?
Just reflecting. So what have you been doing on YouTube lately?
Mostly drawing videos.
Yeah,
drawing videos.
What's your favorite one you did lately?
I don't know. I don't like any of them.
Stop.
I don't.
That's not true. Okay.
Brandy. I just feel like I don't really like drawing as much as I do. As much as I used to.
Oh, that's sad.
Wait, open your mouth. Now the red... Wait, keep opening your mouth. Now the red dot is in your mouth.
That's weird. So, are you... Oh, are you excited for Universal?
What?
Are you excited for Universal?
Yeah.
Don't do that. Stop that.
Sorry.
Are you excited for Universal?
Yes, of course I am.
What do you want to do there? What's been your favorite thing so far there?
I think I like the part where we went there. It's pretty cool.
Right? It was cool.
Can someone please tell me what this means?
What means snapping?
No, when teachers do that, it's like what does that mean?
It means stop doing whatever you were doing.
What?
Usually that's what that means.
New sign language.
They're gonna beat you up.
No, there's this one teacher that, like knocked out a student at my school.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they have to leave?
Yeah, they got, like, fired. I think they might have got arrested.
They knocked the student out, like, cold?
I think they, like, went unconscious for, like, a few minutes.
They got slapped. What did the student do to get knocked out like that?
I don't know, but
I get it. F them kids. No, I'm just fine.
Excuse you?
Just kidding.
Sir, do you want to try that again? Look at this face. Look at this face. Do you want to try that again? That's my face. Yeah, look at it.
I'm smiling.
No, do you want to try that again?
Smile.
No.
I'm just, okay, love them kids.
Perfect. Yeah, them kids. What? Excuse me, okay. I heard that. I'm not
dead. Love them kids.
Yeah, don't even think about saying that.
I don't even mean you. You know I don't mean you.
Yeah, because I'm not a kid. I'm a tween.
Tween? You like that word, don't you?
Bro, the Ice Spice picture, the single. I don't know if it's a single. I'm pretty sure it is, but their Barbie song. She literally just like.
Oh, there's a video?
Bro. No, that's like the cover for the song. Is this a single?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, she literally just like.
Built different.
No, stop! Do you know how incredibly rude that is?
What?
You wouldn't like that if I said about you. You're muscly, built different.
Built different. Now that wouldn't be bad. I'd be like, oh damn, I must really be a beast. I'm built different. People say built different is always funny because it should be built differently.
Yeah.
It's always humorous.
Do you guys want to see my monies? I have $12.
Your money.
This is my monies. Yeah, you'll see that.
Yeah. Make it ring. Ice me out.
Excuse me. There you go, bro.
I want the. Wait, this $2 bill is probably one of my old $2 bills. I did save a lot of $2 bills. They've mysteriously disappeared.
How does it feel?
Where did that piggy bank go?
Piggy bank?
Interesting. Probably like a couple $100 in there. It's annoying. Anyway.
Oh, Roy's here.
What's been your favorite thing so far at Universal?
I don't know. Probably Mario World. That's.
Yeah, true. That is like why I got the tickets.
Ice emoji. Ice emoji.
Ice emoji.
Skull emoji.
Ice me out.
Bro. Oh my gosh.
Ice me out.
Just kidding. I'm sorry. That's gross.
Ice me out. Yeah, that makes sense. That's your favorite thing. I've been having so much fun with you this summer.
Who doesn't?
I really have. Okay, now you're ruining it. I took it back. Just kidding.
Let's try that again. We want to try that again.
You want to try that again? Who doesn't?
I'm sorry.
Who doesn't want to try that
again? I'm sorry. He's being mean to me.
Anyways. Oh, I do have a new song out, Bird's Eye View.
Oh my gosh.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm giving you a Bird's Eye View. Sorry, it's not so much
don't have words like you.
Like, bro, literally bars and bridge. You don't need to listen to that. Like, I'm not paid to do this, okay? Like, I literally.
It's romantic.
Rustic side eye.
Romantic side eye.
Ew, what the heck?
Romantic. Well, let me do romantic side eye. Wait, where's this even? What's this? Oh, there it is. Romantic side eye. Okay, you're ruining the romantic side eye. You are ruining it all. Look at this guy.
Oh my gosh, Hamdy.
He is cute, but.
See, this is Leroy. Like,
just in the way. This is what he does. Ayo, he like puts his face in front of your face that, so you can't
see. I'm gonna record that with no context, and it's just gonna be you saying, "He is cute."
He is cute. Alright, we're family. We're a little mini family.
Hi. His nose is
wet. We are family. Okay. Well, I'm excited for you. Oh, what do you want to do this week? That's right.
This week I want to, like, you know, I want to.
Big back and be bull.
I want to, what's that word? Yeah, I want to breathe.
Okay, for real, what do you want to do?
I want to go to Universal.
Let's do it.
I'm going to Universal.
Let's do it. Oh, excite. Excite.
Sometimes he responds to my bark.
Okay. What? Anything else you want to do this week? He's making this sound.
That's what he wants to do today. He's very talkative.
I'm excited for you to live in Cali.
No,
you're so fun. Is there anything that you want to talk about before?
Your breath smells like
before chicken. I move on to the sports segment.
Oh, sorry. You know what I want to do is bullying.
Okay. Not even once. Like, oh no, you did this last time. The bullying.
And the last time before that.
Yeah, that's enough with the. I think we've had enough of the bullying.
No, but it seems like the word isn't getting out. So, literally,
F them kids.
Especially racism. Like.
You know you did this a few times, right?
Yes. Just need to make sure that the word gets up. We can't control it! I'm not swiping. Oh, yeah, okay. Maybe, yeah, some olive. Oh, okay, yeah. Some, no, I'm not doing that! I can't control it. I do love this game, but not gonna brag or anything. But, like, do you see this? Like, I can't control this! I literally was born like that, and I can't. Like, unless you want me to literally, like, change my whole identity, like, I don't understand what joy you get out of this. Like, you're not doing anything.
Do people say racist stuff on YouTube?
Yeah.
What do they say?
People said that, I fell into a bucket of caramel and it's permanent.
Well, I don't know if they're being racist. They're just being stupid, though.
Oh, yeah, one time,
That's not enough to say that. They're talking about your color, but that's a dumb thing to say.
Yeah, and then my friend, somebody said that like she poured chocolate all over herself and it's permanent. It's like, okay.
And?
Like, what do you want me to do?
And?
Like, I don't understand, like, what is going on through my, like, what do you get out of this? Like, what is the benefits that you do? Like, do you get an award for doing this? Like, I don't know what you want for bullying.
Yeah, you're not cool, bro. You're
like, lame. I'm being serious right
you're
now.
You're corny.
I'm being serious, like...
Alright, well, thank you for your message.
What's going on? Do you guys like my eyelashes?
Okay. I want to get to the sports. I got sports to talk.
See? It's my eyelashes.
Sports isn't usually that important, but this week we had big stuff going on. Let me do the sports real quick.
There is the honor of football.
Honor!
Oh my gosh!
KZR Rose Sports!
Excuse me.
So, we had, like, the fight of the century this weekend. Well, it wasn't quite that. It was the Crawford Fish Fry. Errol Spence called himself the big fish. Crawford said he was going to have a fish fry. He had his fish fry. He certainly had his fish fry. Errol Spence got fried. Man, just dominated, destroyed. It was wild to watch because first... A fight that was so 50-50, he just got demolished. Like, he barely had any moments in there. He might have won two rounds basically on activity, one and three. And the other rounds, it was like, he got dropped in the second. It was kind of shocking because he was doing pretty well that round, you know. And he just gets dropped out of nowhere and with shots that didn't even look that hard. So it was just like, is he all right? Like, it looked like it was more off balance, but he went down three times in that fight, and he almost went down the fourth time. It was brutal. It was a brutal beating for Spence. Type of beating I don't know if you could recover from, you know. And I know they got a rematch clause. He got beat so bad, it's hard to envision that. The only way that it's even intriguing is at a different weight class at 154, because this fight was at 147. That's the only way that it's intriguing, I think, because if you just run it back at the same weight class, it's hard, it's very hard to envision Spence winning. So it's like, well, what's the point if one guy doesn't really have a chance of winning, you know? I don't get it. But, yeah. It was a big, you know, I hope it sold a lot. I hope it sold very well and we see more of these events, because this was great for the sport, you know. I mean, I'm a big fan of both guys. I didn't want to see either of them lose like that. It was just a crushing loss, like, just brutal. It was weird, man, because that was the best opponent that Crawford's fought, and he just did not show up. Like, I think he just got, I don't know what happened, if he just got rocked early and never recovered, but he just looked like a totally different guy than we've seen other times. Like, he looked like he had no power. Looked like he didn't have his legs under him, so he couldn't throw power shots. He was just so wobbly. But I don't know. Anyway, props to Spence. He was very tough. And he, you know, he wants to be great. They both want to be great. And Terrence Crawford was great that night. Errol Spence was not. And that's the way it went. The UFC Gatekeeper Championship took place the same night. No one cares. Somebody was trying to argue that that was a bigger fight. I'm like, no, it's most definitely not a bigger fight in any way. So, yeah. It was a lot. It was a big fight weekend. Came out of it. It's all over now. The Dodgers have been struggling a bit lately. Been losing. They lost, you know, to the Blue Jays. They've been losing to the Reds some. It's just, hopefully they can get together and click a little more. And then, I don't understand this, like, why we talk NFL at this juncture. They've been talking about NFL for months. There hasn't been a game played since February. Like, it's been 5 months. Why are we talking about NFL right now? Why? Why were we talking about NFL a month ago? There's nothing going on. Just so boring, man. Like, find new content, please. Tired of the NFL. Not that, you know, I mean, I enjoy watching my team play, at least, but it just feels like it's too much coverage of the NFL. Like, how are y'all not bored by all this coverage? So, I don't know. I don't get it. But that'll do it for KZRO Sports. And now, let us read from the Book of Grav. You know what it is, it's Mr. Z. Every time I breathe, I make history. I got all the rappers pissed at me. My whole being so blessed metaphysically. Who can survive this? Dude is alive. This. Sorry I outshine. Excuse all the brightness. I can't help but bring the hype shit round. Do like me on your chick and pipe it down. I come psycho style. But you straight jacket, I'm demolishing your hate bracket. As the one seed, that's so predictable. Bars so pure, my flow's unmixable. Like oil and water, I'll boil you proper. Make all your hoes recoil from papa. You can't see me, my window's been tinted. I kill all instrumentals invented. I'll out pyramid scheme Primerica. Zero grav causing mass hysteria. It would make your life if I stared at you. If I stared at you. Oops. I make the crowd jump with you there statues. You know what it is, it's Mr. Z. Every time I breathe, I make history. I got all the rappers pissed at me. My whole being so blessed metaphysically. You know what it is, it's Mr. Z. Every time I breathe, I make history. I got all the rappers pissed at me. My whole being's blessed metaphysically. Yeah! And that's our show. So you know, KZRO with Big Zero. Back. Back again. crack his shin. But anyway, it's about that time. And in it, say once and for all, good night to all those, to all the listeners, the viewers. I thank you. To Astro Alicorn, I thank you. Walk and talk. Oh, there she is.
Walk and talk. What is a walk?
Want to say bye to the people?
10:12. Bye.
We'll see you next week. She's doing weird faces. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, next week. Peace. Please. Love you. Please.